existent.
I'm in a continual, permanent, protracted, unending mood. I'm persistent.
So, continuing on with the St. Patty's Day special. Thank you guys for coming back and listening to us yet again. As you guys can tell, cool band, by the way.
We're going to let this play for a second.
Get you in the mood, which we had to finish the cigar.
21st century Irish man, living my life the best I can. But the world never cared when I tried.
And there you go. So, for you guys that caught the St. Patty's Day special, we did do the Alec Bradley Filthy Hooligan, the Barber Pole cigar, with two beautiful Irish spirits.
The Shamrock, Filthy Hooligan.
But the Green Spot and the High and Wicked were just so beautiful on their own, and unfortunately, the cigar did bring them down a notch. Still a decent pairing. I mean, it was very good. It wasn't like, oh, this tastes like crap. It just, you diminished your spirit enjoyment.
Yeah.
And that's a faux pas.
So we're being Americans, and hence that's why that song. That's actually a band called the Angry Bryans out of California. Richard's their lead singer.
Why are you so angry, young man?
The Angry Bryans and 21st Century Irish Man. It's different. And so we're being Americans. They're Americans playing Irish music. And so what are we doing?
So we're going to try to save this cigar, or not save it, but make it better.
Find something else that works better with it.
We went with an Old Elk, which we did before. It's the Old Elk Wheated Bourbon. It's a single barrel, but it's hot. It's 126 proof.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you really want to be exact, it's 125.9.
In my book,
126. 126.
If it's over 0.5, you round up.
You round up. So, but we did it with a peated scotch that people just don't know about.
Yeah.
The ass keg. And it's that's how it's pronounced. Ass keg is A-S-K-A-I-G. It's an Islay scotch.
It's poured ass keg.
Yeah.
Poured ass keg.
It's only 8 years old, inexpensive, but it is a smoky peat monster. And Austin and we bought this bottle. Well, he gave it to me as a present many, many years. Well, about a year and a half ago.
Oh, at least. It's been a little while.
And I have not pulled from this bottle in about, 6 months.
At least.
And we just tried it before we got on air, and we're not going to give it away, but it's improved. Because once you, like we said many times, if you pop open a spirit bottle, when you first taste it, like, that's good. Let it oxygenate. Let that oxygen sit in the bottle for a week or two, come back to it, and you usually go, ooh, it's
interesting.
Better.
I don't find that as much on bourbons, but I do find that a lot more on scotch.
No, I see it on bourbons all the time.
Do you?
The Old Elk. This
you
one,
see it
when
you
first
taste
cracked it?
It
open. See it and taste it. Hell, I learned that one of the first barrel picks we got from the Bourbon Club, that Woodford Reserve.
Yes.
You know, a buddy of mine's, man, have you tasted it? I'm like, nah, I bought it, cracked it open. I'm like, it's good. Not great, it's good. And I, drank about 2 ounces out of it, closed it up, didn't come back to it till about maybe 2 months later. I'm like, shit, now I know what my buddy was tasting. I'm like, I get it now. Because I was pissed because I gave 2 bottles away for Christmas presents. I'm like, oh, this is good stuff. So, anyhow, let's do the spirit. Since we're rambling on, you want to do the Old Elk on his own?
I love rambling. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, the Old Elk. Actually, should we talk about the cigar since this is what...
Yes, it's on a nub. So, we're down to the last inch. What are you getting?
It went from a grassy early on, kind of a grassy, all those green notes, to more just tannins. And it's bitter coffee tannins.
Bitter.
And bitter wood tannins.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what it created in it. But I do got to say, it softened up a bit. It's lightened up. It's softened up a little bit.
It has.
But it's still very tannic. And that's why I think it was doing what it was doing with the Irishes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't find the Irish whiskeys hold up to heavy tannic cigars very well. I've never had the cigar. That's, once again, St. Patrick's Day on the last episode. So that's why we chose it, just for the fun of it. Was more about the spirit and the cigar, but unfortunately, as George already said, cigar kind of messed a little bit with our spirits, and those are two spirits you do not want to mess with.
No.
They're going to be throwing potatoes at you.
Yes.
So, it's just kind of just wood and mostly wood tannins, a little coffee tannins.
But the bitter coffee showed up.
Not even leather, mm-mm. Just kind of coffee and wood tannic.
No, the 8-hour-old coffee been sitting in a pot all day, just burning. That showed up.
Yeah, so we were kind of thinking our line with the Old Elk, it's heavy, caramel and butterscotch. It's like bourbon on steroids with that high proofing. And we're kind of thinking, okay, maybe that'll settle the tenons down a little bit on the cigar and hold up to this. And then the Askeg was the whole opposite side with the smokiness. The
very smoky.
Heavy peated and the guaiacol, not the phenol, not the iodine, but that fatty beef smoky from the guaiacol side.
The tarry rope.
Tarry rope.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which sounds disgusting, but
it's not.
When it's done correctly. And we noticed since it's been open for a while and oxygenating, it's become sweeter.
Yes.
Much, much sweeter. So we just gave you the two descriptions of the spirit. Let's do the cigar with, you want to do the Askeg? Well, I'm going to do the Old Oak. Let's do the Old Oak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I taste taking a sip of it.
And?
It holds up. It's like, you smoked a cigar? Are you sure you smoked a cigar?
Oh.
I don't think you smoked a cigar. That's what the Old Elk's saying. Uh-uh. You're tasting just me.
It does bring out more the tan in the Old Elk, though. It's also messing with the Old Elk a little bit. Now, the Old Elk quells that the bitiness of the cigar.
Yeah.
It mellows your cigar out tremendously.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the cigar also brings out the tannin in the Old Elk and diminishes its enjoyment a smidge. But better pairing than the two Irish.
Oh, it's holding up. Oh, God, it's holding up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it took away the funk from the cigar.
Yes.
But the cigar brought out the tannin from the Old Elk.
Yeah, it is a little more tannic, little bit.
So I get some water. And his ass keg, I mean, it is literally, again, back to that lemonade color. It is a light.
It just looks like it's like watered down urine.
Yeah, it looks like yellow water.
Yeah.
I mean, is there sulfur in my water?
Yeah, it's like, oh my gosh, I have some rust in my pipes because it's only 8 years old and it looks like it's 2 years old.
So back to that Tomotul 14 mm-hmm. that looked just like this, two episodes ago. And, you know, the funny thing is you look at this, you're like, oh my God, I'm going to be drinking basically water.
And as soon as you taste it, you're like, ooh. It has lots of flavors.
Once again, color is not always indicative of
flavors. Exactly. Which usually I'm guilty of it. Well, look, I'm choosing bourbons and scotch. Look, ooh, the darker, the better.
Yeah, and you look at Macallan. Macallan does a whole series of that mm-hmm. where they have the Macallan Gold, which is basically like this. It's just light and gold up to that heavy sherried one that is super red. And they chose that based on the color and the color expressing a certain flavor profile. But it's not always the fact.
So let me take another puff and did it because I just did it. And, I'm gonna see Austin's reaction.
Makes me want to jump on a plane right now and go to Isla, Scotland.
Winter chicken dinner, right?
So
all the funk from the cigar are completely gone.
Oh yeah, and it's not
does not change the spirit iota.
Not one
pairs perfect.
Perfect.
Although it makes pairs well.
It does.
But you do diminish. Because
Let's say it. Old Elk makes the cigar better. The cigar does not make Old Elk better.
Right.
Askeg, poured Askeg here, makes the cigar better, and it's not altered at all.
None. That's a perfect pairing.
Yeah.
Well, no. Perfect pairing is they each make each other better.
Yes, that's perfect pairing.
That's the perfect pairing. It's like, oh, man, the flavors enhance both.
No. Askeg is poured Askeg, and it's not... And it's not changing a bit, and yet it's making the cigar more enjoyable.
Oh, without a doubt.
That's it.
I took a sip, and I'm like, ooh, I want to see his reaction, because it's just sweet smoke and a little bit of that sherry and cherry, and that's good.
See, I'm not getting the sherry and cherry out of it. I'm getting...
With the cigar?
I'm getting just smoke, tarry rope, tarry rope.
But that sweetness to me is like a... Almost like a Luxardo cherry.
See, to me, it's a sugar. It's just like it's a sugary, just plain old sugar type sweetness. Mm. Like you add a little spoonful of sugar in your little dram there, and it's just,
That's good. That's really good.
Wow.
So there you go. And our experiment.
And for our lovely Irish people that we absolutely adore and love, thank you everybody over there in Ireland. Hey, it's just a hop away.
Yeah, it is.
It's just right there.
Yeah.
It's just right there. Not far.
Part of the kingdom.
Not for Ireland. No.
Now that's why I threw it out there. Just piss off a couple Irish guys.
We're not part of the kingdom. That's right. We're going to go from like 132, 135 like zero. you just pissed off.
You're next door to the kingdom.
You just pissed off a whole country. You just pissed off a whole country.
That's what Americans do. We start wars all over the world.
We piss everybody off because we're a bunch of jackholes.
But you're right next door to the kingdom. Go knock on the kingdom's door. Hey.
You know
Can
what?
I borrow some scotch?
Go bring some of that over to your distillers and say, hey, look into this maybe, just a smidge.
Yeah.
Have some fun. Experiment.
And we've been there before. You have a cigar that's bitey or just not good. You pair it with a really peated scotch, and it usually just makes it better.
Yeah.
And here's a perfect example. And we went different worlds, bourbon versus scotch.
Oh, 100%.
And
these two are so bookends of each other. It's not even funny. Mm-hmm. They taste totally different. They have they're both whiskeys, and it stops in the word whiskey. That's it. That's where it stops. Yeah. The word whiskey.
Yeah.
And it stops from there. There's nothing similar between these two. They're both incredible expressions on their own. But you're right. The Port Askeg, it stands up 100%, doesn't change, and it makes the cigar better.
And one of the reasons we did this, because a lot of people out there, and we've said it ourselves, when you get a cigar that's not that great, well, do it with a high-proof whiskey, and it's going to make it better.
Yes. Sometimes.
Not always. I mean, here's a perfect point. This is a 126-proof bourbon, and the lower-proof scotch is doing better by the cigar.
Yeah, 100%. Hey, it's all chemistry, man.
Yeah, and it's the flavors. Like we've been saying from episode one, yes, there's general rules to pairing.
Yes.
But the rules always don't apply. It's the flavors.
No.
And here again.
We're 3 years into this one long-ass experiment.
And we're still proving the points that we proved to ourselves before, but sometimes we think this is going to pair beautifully, and we're like, no.
Yeah. And the reality on this is, look, it opened my eyes.
Yeah.
You brought that out, and I'm like, okay. And then I taste it. It's like, oh, I forgot how good it is. And then I do it with cigar. And it's like, oh.
Yeah, that's actually a nice pairing.
It's a big-ass surprise.
Because I was like, do I really have to nub this cigar? I really don't want to. And with the SK, I'm like, yeah, I'll smoke it down to I'm burning my fingers, right?
Yeah.
So, guys, I hope you enjoyed this quick nub episode. And I hope you had a great St. Patty's Day. We did.
Yep. And, hey, go to your Apple downloads and check out the Angry Bryans. Once again, band that I've known for a long time. Good people.
As always, enjoy life.
Oh, I'm persistent. I am insistent.
I'm in a continual, permanent, protracted, unending mood.